Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei, the top line on page 46. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Mutter Loses Alpi Kederas Chamin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to place on top of a pot of hot food on Shabbos, Tavshil Shindisbashil Mi'erev Shabbos, a dish that was already cooked from before Shabbos called Sarko. So you're allowed to place a dish that was fully cooked from before Shabbos on top of a pot that is filled with food on Shabbos. Kigon Pandish V'Kayotze Behen. The example given is Pandish, which you'll see in the Mishabura, is a dough that is filled with meat. The Iker point being, it is a food that is dry, or something similar, lechamimam. So you're allowed to place this dry meat roll that was made before Shabbos on top of a hot pot on Shabbos in order to warm it up. Lefi she'ein derech bishul v'kach. That's not the normal way to cook. You don't normally cook on top of a pot of hot food, and therefore it's mutter. Avalahat min tachas habigodim hanasunim al gabei hamecham vade aser. However, to insulate this food on top of this heat source, on top of this hot pot, or on top of this urn, or whatever the mecham is, under garments, that would for sure be aser. The Ramah says, "V'hu adin she'aser l'anicha al gabei kira afilo grufo ketuma." It also is going to be aser to place this food on top of a kira, even if it is garv katum. To lo etiru elo chazara ukederach shenizbayer, because on Shabbos, all we permit is chazara with the rules that we described in the previous shiurim. V'yesh matir and litein l'sov tanur she'afu bo mibodyom. There are those who are matir to place food inside an oven that was baked inside before Shabbos. Since the food was not insulated in this oven on Shabbos, it was only cooked in from before Shabbos. There's only a little bit, a minimal amount of heat in this oven. And therefore, there is no concern for bishul. As long as the food that you are putting in there did not fully cool off. V'yesh machmir b'zeh. There are those who machmir about this. The Mishabu is going to change the v'im to she'im, so we'll read it like that. V'yesh machmir b'zeh she'im hachom kolkach b'tanur shayat soledes bo aser. There are those who are machmir that if the heat inside this oven, even though it was only baked in before Shabbos, if the heat is still at the point of yat soledes bo, that it's going to be aser. V'ayin lekamon simin shin yud ches. Then the Ramah says, V'chol hadvarim she'asur lasos midvarim elu, all these things that we're saying that you are not allowed to do, asur lomar le'enu yehudi lasos, you also are not allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. Lochein asur lomar le'enu yehudi, therefore one cannot tell a goy on Shabbos, l'hochim hakedera im nitzanein, to heat up a dish if it cooled off. V'im asa kein, and if one did this, asur la'ochlo afilu tonein, you can't eat that dish even when it cools off. Omnam, however, if when you asked the guy to do it, it wasn't so cold in the first place, it was still a little bit warm, that it was still fit for eating when you asked the guy, then if the guy heated it up, since it was able to be eaten before the guy did what he did, then you're allowed to eat it even after the guy heated it up. And that's where we'll stop on the top, and there's plenty of mishaburis to do. We'll begin with Sivkotan Pehei. So back to the first point that we began with on the top line of page 46, the Mechaber said you're allowed to put a dish that is a solid food on top of a pot of hot food on Shabbos. So this meat roll was made before Shabbos, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on top of a pot of hot food. Says the Mishabura, al pi kedera schamin, on top of a pot of hot food, afilu hi omedes al ha'esh. Even if that pot of hot food is still on the fire, you are allowed to put your food from before Shabbos on top of the pot of hot food on Shabbos. Sivkotan peivav, we said in the Mechaber that your mutter loses al pi kedera schamin b'shabbos tashosh nesvashel b'yashabos kol tzarko. It has to be that it was fully cooked. Says the Mishabura, dayu shenod didas harashba. The opinion of the Rashba is the davar shekfar nizbashel, something that was already cooked, afilu im nitztanein achakach legamri, even if it has totally cooled off, tu leis be mishum bishul. there is no longer a problem of bishul achar bishul afilu hudaver sheyesh bo rotev. Even if it is something that has liquid, the Rashba is very lenient. He holds ein bishul achar bishul, even if it cooled off and it was liquid. Aval shulchan aruch sasam lekama b'simin shin yud chesiv dalet kedas harosh esover. However, the opinion of the shulchan aruch later on in simin shin yud ches is like the rush who holds the bedaver sheyesh bo marok, something that has a liquid in it, in nitzdanein, if it has cooled off yesh bo achar kach on mishum bishul, there is a problem again of bishul afterwards. There is yesh bishul achar bishul when it comes to something with liquid. V'hacha bepandish, here where the food we're discussing is pandish, the mekel ha-shulchan aruch l'chamimon, where the mechaber over here is lenient to warm it up on Shabbos. V'afilu miya yatzo ledes bo, even if this dish is now going to turn to yatzo ledes bo, that is mishum dehudaver shein bo rote. That's because, like we said before, the pandish does not have any liquid. Ki pandish hu lechem ofui hamamula bebasar. Because what pandish is bread that is baked and it is filled with meat. Ulukui alma leis be mishum bishul af im nitzanin legamri. And according to everyone, something that is dry, there is no bishul after bishul, even if it has cooled off totally. Kemosha kosav simin shin yud ches sif tezvav. Like we'll see later in simin shin yud ches sif tezvav. So to summarize this mishabura, the mechaber is more machmir than the Rashba. The Rashba would say, even if it's a food with liquid, you could read, heat it on Shabbos, because ein bishul achar bishul, even after it cooled off. But the mechaber holds by liquid, once it cooled off, there is bishul achar bishul, and therefore discussing warming up a salad, a meat roll kind of dish that is totally cold, it was baked before Shabbos, you're allowed to heat it up even to the point that we'll get the yatzo ledes bo on top of a pot of hot food. Even if that hot food in that pot is on the fire, it is mutter, because by a salad we say, even lefi the mechaber, ein bishul achar bishul. The reason why one is allowed to heat it up in such a way is because not only is there no problem of bishul achar bishul, it also doesn't look like bishul. She'ein derech bishul b'kach. Says the Mishaburis of Kotan Peizayin Ratzalomar, means to say, the after kaimalon she'osu litin l'chalchilu b'shabes ala kira, even though we hold that it's usher to place initially on Shabbos on top of the kira afilu nisbashal kol tzarko, even something that is fully cooked v'hudavar cham and it's hot, v'gam akira gruf of a ketum, and even if the kira is gor of a katum, hasam hatam mishum denira kimavashal b'Shabbos, the reason why we asked it is because even though you have all these requirements that would work for chazara, it does not work for an initial placement on Shabbos, because it looks like you are cooking the derech bishul b'kach, because that is a normal way to cook. Aval hacha, but over here, ein derech bishul bekach ayidei hefsek kedera. This is not normal to cook by placing food on top of a pot that's on top of a fire. The ein derech mevashel, and therefore it does not look like mevashel. V'im yesh ba harbe shuman shenikrash. However, if there is a lot of congealed fat, yesh lahachmir mishum nola, then there is makon to be machmir, not to put the dish on top of the pot if it's going to get to a point that it's going to be having this congealed fat melt away and turn into a liquid. That would be a problem of nolad shenimoach hashuman, because the congealed fat melts. Kimo shekosav simin shin yud ches sif tezayin b'haga ayin sham. So that was the Mishabura's explanation of the first point of the Mechaber, that you're allowed to put this dry dish on top of the pot of hot food to warm it up. It's not a problem of bishul, because ein bishul achar bishul by the salad, and it's not near kemavashul, because that's not a normal way to cook on top of a pot. But then the Mechaber told us, but lahat min tachas avogodim and the sunum agabe hamecham vade osir, but to insulate it with garments around it and the heating agent that is under it is for sure osir. Says the Mishabura's of Katan Peches, Rotzalom Ram means to say, the im kedera sachamin, o hamechem, hoya mechusa milamalab begodim, if this pot of hot food, or the mechem, was covered on the top with garments, afilu im ein eish talteha, even if there would not be a fire underneath it, gam kein osir lahatmin apandish tachas habegodim, it would also be osir to insulate this pandish under the garments, mishum isra atmana, because of the isra of atmana. The kaimelah, because we hold the asr lahatman b'Shabbos, you can't do insulation on Shabbos. Afilu tavshil shumavushal kol tzarko, even if it is a dish that's fully cooked, the cham and it is still hot. Afilu bedover she'ain mosav hevel, even if the insulation is with things that are not going to increase the heat, it's just to keep the heat in, but to do it on Shabbos is forbidden. The Shaar Tzion points out in Pei Vav, when the Mishabura says afilu im ein eish talteh, it's also asr to do the hatmana, v'imhoya ish, because if there was a fire on the bottom, gama kedera shalamata osur la'ashos atahas abegodim, then forget the additional food that you're putting on top of the pot. The pot itself is osur to insulate with something that is most of hevel, so if it's on the fire, even that pot is going to be osur. If it's off the fire, that pot will be mutter to be insulated, because it's not most of hevel, and you did it before Shabbos, but to put the other food on top of the pot within the insulation of the begadim, that would be usr, even on Shabbos, like Mishnah Berurah explained, because on Shabbos, hatman is usr, even by davar, she'ein most of hevel. The Ramah then told us, hu adin she'osr l'anicha agabe kira afilo grufa uktuma, you also can't place initially the food on top of a kira, even if it's garu v'katum, because we only matter chazara, as we explained in the previous sifim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hanocha l'chatchila b'shabbos osr, an initial placement on Shabbos is forbidden, afilo hu adayim roseach, even if it is still hot, umetzamek v'ralo, and if it cooks more, it will become worse, that is still osr on Shabbos. The Ramah then said, "V'yesh matir liten letoch atanur sha'afu b'mbod yom." This was the case that the Ramah told us, that there are those who say that you're allowed to put inside an oven on Shabbos food, as long as the oven was only used for cooking from before Shabbos, it's cooled down, it's not that hot, you would be allowed to put food in now on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzadi, Hainu shenosein b'Shabbos baboker, you're putting in Shabbos morning, b'soch hatanur, inside the oven. Hatavshil shenizbashil, the dish that was already cooked, hidei sheyischamim, so that it should heat up more. The avshil b'soch hatanur v'akira kaimol and afilu gar v'katum osr l'hachzir. Even though we hold that inside an oven, it is, even if it's garuf akatum, it is usr to do chazara. And here we're saying to do chazara. And there it's usr because the eino mutter rak al gaba, it's only mutter on top of the oven, not inside the oven. Hacha, here the hatmono, the chazara rather will be mutter. Hacha, acha shalohit minu bo chamin le Shabbos. Since they did not insulate food in this oven for Shabbos, rak ofu bo yom, they only baked in the oven before Shabbos. Ein bo lemocha rak chol muat. There's only tomorrow, Shabbos morning, there's only a little bit of heat there. The ein nirek mevashal ayideizev, therefore it does not look like you are cooking. The Shaar Tzion says in Peches, the af sheyesh chom shayatsu ledes bo, even though, as we'll see shortly, it's not so hot, but it is still hot to the point of yatsu ledes bo, mikomokom ein derech levashal betanur kazesh shechumo hu rak meafia de esmo. Even though the oven is at the point of yatsu ledes bo, it's not normal to be cooking in an oven that was only baked in yesterday and it has the remnants of the heat. So even though it's quite hot, so it's yatsu ledes bo, but it still is not nirukum avashel, because that's not the normal way that we cook, based on an oven that was cooked in yesterday and it wasn't reheated at all today. That's not the regular way, so it's not nirukum avashel, even though it is at the point of yatsu ledes bo. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the middle of Sukkot and Tzadi. We said, since it's only baked in the day before, ein bo lemocha rak chol muad, the ein nirak mevashal ayideizev, therefore it does not look like cooking. Umashma, the implication is, dimhoya tamim bo chamim ba'erev, that if there was food insulated in this oven the night of Shabbos, then the fish havle de tanur, that way the heat in the oven is very hot, hoya osr litem bo ba'boker atavshel shenishbashel kideish l'hischamim, then it will be osr to do chazorah into that oven, the dish that was already cooked, to heat it up. The chozahu l'hakobo, this is all true according to the kobo. Avo b'darche Moshe v'chem ha'ramah l'elbis v'beiz b'ago muchat n'ohogim l'hokel l'hachzir l'toch ha'tanur b'chol gavni. This is the sheet of the kobo, that you can't do chazara inside the oven. But b'darche Moshe and the Ramah earlier told us in Sevbeiz that the minhag is to be lenient to do chazara inside the tanur in all cases, as long as it's a case of chazara. Elish m'sayim sham b'tov l'hachmir, but even the Ramah over there ended off by saying that it is better to be machmir, not to do chazara inside the oven. The Ramah told us that those who are matir to put inside the oven that was cooked in yesterday, since it wasn't fired up for the nighttime, only for the day before, it's not so hot, and therefore you don't have to worry about bishul. But the Ramah said, well, actually, it's standing legamri, as long as the food is not totally cooled off. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sadi Aleph, if the food was totally cooled off, then we hold that there is a problem again of Bishul, and it will be Aser to place it even in such a tanur. The Shema Yagia HaTavshil Ad Shiyayatzel Edesbo, because even though the oven was not fired up for Shabbos, it was only fired up for Erev Shabbos, like we pointed out in the Sharat Siyam before, it might still be hot to the point of Yatzel Edesbo, and therefore doing Chazara on a dish with liquid that was already cooked, but it has cooled off totally, would be a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul, and that would be Aser. The Ramah then said, "V'yesh machmirin bazer shimachom kolkach patana sheyatzel ezbo aser." There are those who are machmir and say, even though the oven was only fired up for baking on Friday, if it is at the point of yatzel ezbo still on Shabbos morning, it would be aser to do chazara into such an oven. Says the Mishaburus of Kodan Sadi Beis, "Bazer time on the reason is the chazara l'tocha tanur la'ulam aser. They hold a chazara inside an oven is always aser. Beini machom shebetanu ravo mat. Whether the heat in the oven is a lot or a little bit, the lo nosnu chachomim divrei l'shiurim. The chachomim were not mechalik within the amount of heat, and they aser doing chazara inside the oven. Umiya, however, dafka kashiyesh chom betanu sheyasul edesbo. This is only true if the heat inside the oven is at the point of the yatzul edesbo. The ilav hachi ein olav shame tanur shehusa klal. If the heat in the oven is not up to the point of the yatzul edesbo, it is not called an oven that is fired up at all, and it would absolutely be permissible." Very important practical note over here, note number 113. Ulagabe pach mateches godol hamunach agabe eish. One has a blech on top of his stove. Sheish bo mekomos harachokim in alahava. Ba'ofen sheyefshel lechamim aleim tavshel b'shir sheyat. So that's what afilu yamdu shom kol hayom. And there are points on the outlying areas of the blech where even if you left the food there all day, it can never get to a point of Yatzel Edesbo. So if Moshe writes, Nigris Moshe, Shemutr Litein Sham Tavshel Afilu Batchila. You're allowed to heat up food, even taking something out of the fridge and putting it on top of the blech, if it's at a point that you know for sure is not going to allow the food to reach Yatzel Edesbo, even if it sits there all day, you are allowed to put it back, or to put it initially on the blech, because again, if there's no chance of getting to Yatzel Edesbo, like the Mishabura says over here, that's nothing. The whole discussion in the Mishabura of the Ramaz Machlokes of whether you could put food in the oven that was only heated up for baking on Friday was all discussion when the oven's going to be Yatzel Edesbo. Under Yatzel Edesbo, everything is mutter. So here also, Zakar Moshe, if you're putting the food on a part of the blech that it can't get to Yatzel Edesbo, even if it sits there all day, it will be mutter. However, if you look at the next paragraph in note 113, he writes, Me'idach, Asakon of Yashiv. She'ein chiluk bein mokom l'mokom agabe ha'pach. Rav Yashiv is more machmir than Rav Moshe, and he says we're not mechalek between different places on the blech. Sha'kol b'chlal ha'kirahu, that's all included in the din of the kira, and therefore he says even putting it initially on a place of the blech where it can't get the Yatzel Edesbo would be forbidden. Says the Mishabura Vayter in Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel. Again, we said the Yesh Machmirim, that if the heat is so hot in the oven of Yatzel Edesbo, it's going to be Aser. Says the Mishabura Tzarch Lomar, like we corrected it before, She'im Hachom. The Ilav Hochi, because if it was not at the point of Yatzel Edesbo, once again, Afilu La Yesh Machmirim Shari, even according to the more Machmir opinion, it would be Mutter. V'chein Sosam HaRamah La'el B'sof Sif Beis Ba'agot, and so too wrote the Ramah Stam at the end of Sif Beis. Then the Ramah told us that anything that you can't do, you cannot have a goy do for you. Says the Mishabura of Kodan Tzadidal, V'chol ha'dvarim, Hainu ha'afilu dvarim she'em bohem rak isu d'rabbanan, even things that are only aser d'rabbanan, you cannot ask a goy to do. That is a shvus, the shvus, which is aser in general. Sif Kodan Tzadihei, therefore you can ask him to heat up a dish in a pot that has already cooled off, says the Mishabura, Afilu im lo yitna agabe ha'esh o akira mamish. Even if the guy is not going to put it on the fire or the oven mamish, the shuv ein bazem mishum isra chazara, in which case there wouldn't be an isra of chazara, afal pikein asr mishum isra bishul. Still, there would be a problem of an isra bishul, kevan shenitzalan lagamri, since this dish has liquid, it has cooled off totally, it would be a problem of bishul achar bishul. Ukamosha kosav simin shin yudches, sivdalad vesiv tezvav bahaga ein shum. Umikomakom kosavu hamogin avram ushare achronim, silvamogin avram and other achronim, right? The bidyevid yesh lahatir atavshul bofen zeb. Bidyevid, you can be matir atavshul in this case. Shaloh ha'emidu al ha'esh mamish. When the guy did not put the dish on the fire mamish, ki'im al ha'tanur, but rather he put it on top of the oven, then you could be lenient. Me'achar diyesh poskim shematirin afilu Yisrael asosu l'chadchila. We had poskim that say that even the Jew himself is allowed to do l'chadchila. So even though we're knowing to be machmer not to do that, but if you already asked the goy to do it, it will be one step more lenient, and you certainly can be lenient. Kimo shekosav shom b'sivtes vav b'hago. Sivkotan tzadivav is saying that it's aser to tell the goy to heat up the kedera if it cooled off. And we said, "V'im osa kein osur lo'achlo afilu tzonin." You can't eat it even after it cooled off. Says the Mishabura. Sivkotan tzadivav af delo nena mimolechas eino yehudi. Even though the guy heated up this dish and you let it cool off again, so you're getting no benefit from the malacha the guy did for you, it's still aser. Mikomakom kenasuhu. They still placed a knas, a fine on the Israel that told the guy to do it. Sheyamtin adlo erev v'chdei sheyasa, that he should wait until after Shabbos, the time it would have taken to warm it up like the guy did. Ho'el v'nasa malacha aidei tzivuyo, since the guy did malacha for you through your command. However, v'im also ha'ino Yehudi came me'atmo b'shul Yisrael, but if you didn't ask the goy to do it, the goy did it on his own for you, shari lechol tzonein, then as long as you let it cool off and you are not benefiting from the malacha the goy did, it would be mutter. Kevan she'ein nenem malachto klal, since you're not benefiting from the malacha the goy did for you at all, v'lo haya rotze b'kach, and you never asked him to do it, you didn't want him to do it. Im kein lavko kamini la'asral Yisrael, if so, the goy doesn't have the power to assay your food, so if the goy warms it up, it's true you can't benefit from his malacha that he did for you, so you let it cool off, but we're not going to ask you from eating it on Shabbos, because the goy does not have the power to assay your food. But if you see him doing it, you would have to protest against him and tell him not to heat up this food for you. Then the Rambam said in his last line that we saw for today, on the top line of Chav Dalet, page Chav Dalet, Omdan im lo nitzdanin kol kach, but if when the guy heated up the food for you, it wasn't totally cooled off, she'adayin ruyim lecho, was still fit for eating, so then it would be mutter for the Jew to eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Zayin, she'adayin ruyim lecho, v'lachin therefore af agav she'nene mehachimum, even though you are surely benefiting from the heating up that guy is doing, shari b'dyevet, is mutter b'dyevet, kevin she'ayocho lecho below hachimum, since you would have been able to eat it without the goy heating it up, so it's not considered benefiting from the goy at all. Va'afilu ha'amidu ha'inu Yehudi agabe ha'esh mamish v'tzivuyo, even if the goy put it on the fire mamish because of your command, afal pikein ein lasra tashel b'dyeved, that will not answer the tashel b'dyeved, because lamaisa it was really edible before the goy did any malacha for you, and therefore sekodan tzadiches mutarim lecho, you're allowed to eat it. Va'afilu chimim ha'inu Yehudi tavshil ubasar b'yachad, even if the goy heated up a dish and meat together, va'tavshil lo haya mitchila roy lecho machmas tzininuso, and the dish was not fit for eating because it was so cold, afal pikein lo neser habasar, so even though the dish that was cold will be usher, but the meat which was not cold will not be usher, ki hu haya roy lechol af betzonein, because the meat was able to be eaten when it was cold, even though the dish is not able to be eaten, one thing will not usher the other thing, the meat will be usher, the meat will be mutter, and the tavshil will be usher, but the tavshil will not cause the meat to be usher. We will stop here and continue weiter with the rest of Sefei Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.